USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Justice Department is mulling the idea to charge members involved in the January 6th occupation of the Capitol building under a federal law usually used against organized crime. The Racketeer Influence and Corruption Organization Act, known as RICO, enables prosecutors to combat certain ongoing racketeering crimes. Wisconsin prosecutors are seeking a new arrest warrant for Kenosha shooter 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, claiming that he broke the conditions of his bail by moving houses and disapprove of his carefree attitude. Court documents filed with Judge Bruce Schroeder show that prosecutors essentially cannot find Rittenhouse. First conceived of the combustion of a hydrogen bomb on a South Pacific island in 1952, the heavy element einsteinium is one of the shyer members of the periodic table. It's so unstable that no one has had a good look at it till now. A team of chemists at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in Los Alamos has published a report in the journal Nature. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Let's find out where the coronavirus relief package is in Washington. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Biden indicated in a call with House Democrats that he was open to sending $1,400 payments to a smaller group of Americans in the next round of coronavirus relief legislation and changing the overall price tag of his $1.9 trillion plan. Regarding the plan and the White House's unwillingness to budge on certain things, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds everyone,
"This is what we warned you about. We told you that if they get the House, the Senate, and the White House, they're going to ignore us and they're going to run wild with their liberal ideas. And this COVID package, I think, is running wild."
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL Super Bowl is this Sunday on CBS with an evening kickoff. Kansas City versus Tampa Bay. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One COVID-19 case contracted at a Melbourne, Australia quarantine hospital has caused 507 tennis players and staff to go into isolation until they return a negative test result 4 days out from the season opening Australian Open February 8th. Everyone in the football world is talking Super Bowl 55 in Tampa Bay this weekend. Tight end Rob Gronkowski with the Buccaneers reveals his mom just lives right up the road.
When we were growing up, there was five boys. Like, I see teammates now with like three kids or friends with like two kids. And I'm looking at them like, man, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you're playing ball and you got kids, you got family. And my mom raised five of us. She made sure we were at every practice. We had a meal in between each practice. We had a packed lunch from school to whatever practice we were going to. She couldn't bring us to practice, she was calling someone to drive us to practice to pick us up. She was just so great at organizing everywhere we should be. And the impact on my life she has made has been tremendous and has just carried over to this day. Like, when I'm leaving her house this morning, she's got a whole bag packed full of drinks for me. She's got a breakfast sandwich for me. She's just still on top of her game, and just the impact that she has made just on my life has just been pretty incredible, and it's just still going to this day.
Super Bowl Sunday will be an evening game this year as the Chiefs and Buccaneers do battle on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.